let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Fears about COVID-19 can take an emotional toll on all of us. It's a frightening time dealing with a worldwide pandemic. We've seen cities, even countries, shutting down, bracing for what may come as we ask what's going to happen next. And it's not just adults dealing with stress, fear, and worry. Jenny Wilder, founder of AllKindsOfTherapy.com, is with us to share hints and resources for parents of children and teens who may be struggling with anxiety. Jenny, with a Master of Science in Education, began education consulting and therapeutic counseling in 2005 in Washington, D.C., working with families, visiting schools, studying residential treatment for teens and young adults. She created AllKindsOfTherapy.com, an online resource that provides information about treatment programs, parent, coach, experts, teletherapy, and consultants who assist families in crisis. And Jenny Wilder, founder of AllKindsOfTherapy.com, our guest on This Week in America. Hi, Jenny. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
It is such an important topic, and let's start with structure. Structure routine can be difficult for us to maintain during normal times, certainly now. How do we go about keeping a routine, and how important is that?
Structure and routine are the, we all need it, and now that school's been yanked away from teens, young adults, and college kids are getting sent home, trying to figure out structure as parents are, working at home and trying to be parents and sometimes trying to be teachers. And I'm one of those people who's a single parent trying to do it all at once. It's hard to establish. Every day is sometimes a new day, and we try to walk through a schedule, and inevitably the schedule changes. But having that structure innate is the key. It's what kids are used to, and they feel our anxiety.
Are there anchors, sort of, that we can build into the day? I'm thinking about maybe meals, maybe time when we get outdoors and enjoy nature and do it together.
You bring up a great topic. It's like, can the family go for a walk around the block? The meal, everyone leaving their cell phone away.
Exactly.
With teenagers, keeping the cell phone out of the bedroom at night so that their brains can relax and keep them unplugged. Finding those moments, my daughter's school talks about mindful moments. We try to take one, minute and just kind of breathe every couple of hours. I'm really bad at this as a parent, but taking those moments and kind of figuring out what works for a family is the key to kind of getting through this. As we're, Cal State just announced today they were going online. So suddenly all those kids who are supposed to be maybe going back to school in the fall aren't. And so every day it seems like there's just more and more information. And so providing structure where there isn't is what families are now having to do, and parents.
You know, it's interesting because kids have this structure. They've got their friends they see every day. All of a sudden, especially early on in this, they're isolated basically from everybody outside the family. How can parents help them deal with that, the isolation from their friends?
Yeah, I think parents normalizing their own and talking about their own fears is key to this. I've been arranging Zoom play dates for my little person. And as a single parent, I'm kind of pulling my hair out from time to time. But creating those moments, I think teenagers, they're attached to their phone all the time. So they're getting it in a different way. But connection, family connection, I think working, trying to have phone calls if senior citizens, grandparents and things are on the phone with the little kid, the adolescent, the young person. I think creating those family things, doing a drive-by of the grandparents' house or the aunt's house or whomever, it's a bizarre time. We know that isolation is a form of torture, and it is. It's been really hard, and 45% in a recent Kaiser Family Foundation study, 45% of adults felt that the pandemic has impacted their mental health. And so if parents are feeling that, kiddos pick up and young people pick up on that energy from their parents.
Jenny Wilder is our guest on the program. She's the founder of allkindsoftherapy.com. Additional information, including local resources, can be found at allkindsoftherapy.com. It's why it's become a go-to resource for families all across the country. Let's talk a couple minutes left here. Let's talk about listening. It's difficult for us as adults. We're sort of focused on what we have to go through, maybe the routine of getting the kids in to make sure they're doing their classes online properly. How important is it to listen to understand what fears, anxiety our child has so we can help them through that?
Good point. It's a wonderful point. You know, not every kiddo wants to talk about their fears. And so you have to take those moments and hear when they drop that little kernel on the floor. You have to pick it up. And it's really hard to grab that kernel when you're in the middle of maybe a Zoom call for your own work.
Exactly.
Or the dog is barking. But having those conversations about fear, you know, my own child looks at me and says, I think the coronavirus has ruined my life. I want to solve it. So figuring out, you know, when they drop those little kernels on the floor, picking them up and having those conversations, this is the time to do it. I think turning off the news and having, you know, whether it's picking out a documentary that might talk more about feelings, like opening up opportunities. And again, walking around the block or whatever that is to get the family and the kiddo out of the situation to just breathe a little bit. We all need to breathe and understand that we're in this together and we're also apart.
Take another minute here. This is so important. I think uncertainty is a formidable enemy. How do we deal with that? How do we deal with that as adults and then relay that everything is going to be okay to our child?
I think telling the truth and not, we know it will be okay one day. We just don't know when. And I think being honest about our own fears and the mental strain that everyone's having. And I mean, I think one thing that I learned getting my master's is teachers don't know everything. Parents don't know anything, everything. And I think taking that moment and saying, I don't know what's going on. You know, the first couple of weeks, I was worried about my own business. And I was attempting to have, you know, in an age appropriate way, conversation with my own child of like, mommy needs to kind of work right now and figure out what's going on. And I think, you know, talking about and normalizing that it's okay for a teenager or young adult or a child to be fearful because the parents are too, and we're in this together and we're a family, and whatever that family looks like, it's about just normalizing that everyone's struggling. We have certain rules in our house. If my kiddo hears something on the radio that they don't want to hear, she gets to turn it off. She gets to be in control, and finding those elements that are age appropriate for a child for them to feel a sense of control.
Boy, great information. With us is Jenny Wilder. She's the founder of allkindsoftherapy.com. As I say, additional information, including local resources, and this is very valuable, and valuable information there as well, can be found at her website, allkindsoftherapy.com. Jenny, stay safe, stay well. Hope things work out for all of us here very soon. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.